Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I didn't love that.
No.
And we just got done saying last week, I'm more concerned about the fumbles with Drake May than the picks. I mean, that really could have been a backbreaker.
Oh, that was horrible. And it was just so surprising because he's been on such a great run where he really isn't turning it over. And we talk about, the fumbles and stuff. And no quarterback's going to go all season without turning it over. But it was just like jaw-dropping because the time, the score, the whole thing. If you get a field goal there, you're up 8, and you're like, all right, now it's a different game. But you're only up by 5.
He's been so pinpoint for most of the year, although he wasn't locked in all day yesterday.
No.
But no, it was a shocking interception.
And you're like, what is that?
Given the situation and the circumstance and where they were, and after he completed the bomb to Mac Hollins, you're like, well, yeah, okay, well, they're going to score, and they're going to put the game away.
Right.
That's just what I assumed. And then he threw the pick, and you're like, wait a minute.
And this wasn't one of these, like, unbelievable plays by the defender where you're like, where did that come from? Like, nope, just kind of threw it right to him. And you're like, ugh. Like, you throw that one away, and you live to play another day, and you kick the field goal. So that was devastating. And in that moment, you're like, all right, that might be it. Like, what a good run, though, this was, right? You're thinking, like, this team, what, a heater? Real competitive game. They didn't play great, but it was going to be a grinder. And then defense gets the ball back for him. Henderson has the play that he has, and they get another really big win. Second best win of the season. I mean, I know the Bills lost yesterday, so some people might be quibbling with that.
The Bills as the bigger, more significant win.
I think just head-to-head with Josh Allen, and because it's a division opponent, where it was in the season and in that moment, that was still their best win. But this is a close second.
So look, I didn't think that was one of May's best. I think he wants that one back for sure. But the defense comes up big there. By the way, final hour, just updating the Giants story. Brian Daboll out, if you're just tuning in. Fired by the Giants earlier today.
Yeah.
We were wondering if Bill Belichick could be in the mix there with the Giants. I would never hire him, but would Mara. And you know Bill would run to go take that job. So he'd leave North Carolina in a heartbeat to take that job. Would they offer it to him? I still think I'm a no.
I don't think so, but weird things happen.
I'm going to say it's a non-zero chance.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say no chance.
Wins over two horrible ACC teams really swayed
Giants. I don't think it's in general.
Just because it's Bill.
Yes, it has nothing to do with what he's doing at North Carolina. It has everything to do with bringing Bill home to the Giants. That's why they do it.
Let me ask
not
you
not to win over Stanford?
No, I don't think so.
Probably not beat the Cardinals.
Although, in fairness, I didn't watch any of that game, so I don't know.
He won, but didn't cover.
Right.
So think about that. No, if they really wanted Belichick, couldn't they have fired Daboll this offseason and hired him?
Yeah.
So that's why I think he probably doesn't end
up
there. Because like they could have. It's not like Daboll was coming in off a good season. A lot of people were surprised they kept him.
Good point.
And Belichick had been available for two off seasons. So I think they would have gotten a deal done already.
They have named an interim coach, though. It is Mike Kafka. Is the interim coach
Mike
for
Kafka.
The Giants. So maybe Bill could replace him eventually.
Eeks.
With the Giants. 617-779-7937. Patriots get a big victory, big contributions from their draft class, Keith. We were talking about the Patriots' speed yesterday. Reese wrote about this. Wide receiver Kyle Williams had a top speed of 21.78 miles an hour on a 72-yard catch and run. That was the fastest by a rookie this season, according to NFL Next Gen Stats. Until... Travion Henderson reached a top speed of 22.01 miles an hour on his 55-yard touchdown run in the second half.
Burner.
Henderson also hit 21.38 miles an hour on the 69-yarder. That marks the three fastest max speeds by any rookies in the league this year and the three fastest by any Patriots player on an offensive touchdown, so I guess excluding special teams and defense, over the past 4 years. These guys are not as accomplished or I'd have to imagine as good as Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Devon Achane, like that level of player. But this is a little reminiscent in their first draft class for Vrabel and Stretch and Cowden. It's a little reminiscent of like Miami's team speed. Like these guys are that fast. They may not be that talented and that good overall of players, but speed wise,
yeah,
this is kind of what the Dolphins were doing a couple of years ago when they first got McDaniel.
Yeah, and this team needed it so bad. Like they needed that overhaul. They just didn't really have any speed guys on the team. They haven't for a while. Like trying to think, obviously Tyquan Thornton's fast, like track speed fast, but like didn't translate to football. The last time they had like a really fast guy that also made plays for him, I don't know.
Bethel?
Okay, and even then, what were those plays?
Yeah, good question.
Like Moss? Like, I mean, you'd have
to find... I mean, Moss
probably
would definitely
Moss. Count.
Yeah.
Dante Stallworth? Like, he was super fat, but even then, like, okay. So, I don't know. It's something like that. So, they've tried to find those guys. They got them this year, and we'll see if they continue to make plays. I have way more faith in Henderson than I do in Kyle Williams, but it was an awesome catch and run by Williams. It was a great overall day by Henderson. So, yeah, that's just like another layer to the offense because the offense was looking good even with not any contributions from these guys.
Uh-huh.
Like just Drake May getting on the same page with Steph Diggs, Matt Collins, Kayshon Boutte, and his two tight ends. Like that seemed like it was going to be sort of good enough. Not like, you know, top five offense, but like maybe a good enough offense. And then you sprinkle in like the big play potential from these guys. Like that's great.
So I hope they lean in on it more. And we can get into where this draft class compares to some recent ones. They haven't had a lot of good recent ones. I mean, Drake May is like a one-player class a year ago. If you want to go back to Chandler Jones and Dante Hightower in 2012, or you want to go back to McCourty and Gronk in 2010, I mean, these aren't the high-end impact players yet. Although
I would say you don't
see with Campbell and guys like that.
You don't have there are a few drafts over the last 20 years that had two, maybe three, like.
Really good studs.
But then, like, not many other guys helping out. Right now, they have six players contributing from the draft class. One's a kicker, but he's your starting kicker.
But you have
two starting offensive linemen?
You have what's hopefully a franchise left tackle, which I have some questions about, but he's been way better than I thought, and he looks like an NFL left tackle. Maybe not a franchise one, but an NFL left tackle for sure.
Yeah.
You have a day one starter in Jared Wilson at left guard. You have a kicker. You have a safety.
Who starts?
Who starts and made a big play on third down yesterday, breaking up a would-be first down to Kate Otten, which ultimately turned the Bucs over on downs. And then if you get Travion Henderson and even some splash plays here and there out of Kyle Williams, that's as you've said a bunch today, Keith, that's six guys in the rookie class contributing.
Well, your leading rusher, I mean, call it what it is.
Yeah.
Your leading rusher is Travion Henderson. And then, Kyle Williams is a little bit more of like a wild card, kind of, you know, maybe boom or bust, but at least somebody that 10 weeks in had a big play on that, and you got to maybe factor him in for the rest of the year. But when they came in, you know, Vrabel and Stretch and those guys, they knew they had to have like quite a bit of a roster overhaul. And we talked a lot about all the captains and like the veteran guys they moved on from. But it was a combination, like that free agent class combined with the rookies. Like you go through it, like there's like a handful of leftovers that are actually helping the team.
It's true.
You know, Drake May, Christian Gonzalez being two at the top, but you're talking about, you know, the 53-man roster. Like, it is not a ton of guys that were here the last couple of years.
Nope. Farmer's contributing as well. It's another fourth-rounder contributing. Now we're really getting pretty
with
it.
Yeah.
But I would say I hope they lean on these guys more, specifically Henderson. Like, Kyle Williams, Thursday night against the Jets, if Boutte can't go, sure.
Yep.
Give him another 30-plus snaps. Hopefully there's a splash play here or there, and you can continue to build with it, and maybe he carves out more of a role. But Henderson... When Stevenson comes back, Keith, whenever that is, and, you know, Graziano or Fowler, I forget which, had the line right around the trade deadline, they don't know when they're getting him back.
Eesh.
I can't imagine it's Thursday. Then you get a long layoff going into Monday against the Giants. Maybe it's then. Whenever Ramondre's back, I hope Travion Henderson remains the lead back, right? Like, you invested in him at 38. He is now looking like the guy you invested in the second round. That's a pretty early targeted day two pick. So if he's emerging and he's figuring it out and he's going to make splashy plays here and there, I hope they continue to use him. I guess my fear would be he goes back to the lesser end of a timeshare with Rhamondre Stevenson, and we're bringing fumbles back into play, and we're just bringing a less explosive player back into play. I'd hope they continue to lean on him.
Yeah, I would too. Now, I think he's one of those guys that, because you saw it in college, and even look at like his frame, he is not a Jonathan Taylor, Derrick Henry, like give him the ball 20 times a game guy. So you have to be able to balance it with whoever the other back is. But Rhamondre really shouldn't be that either. Like, I think he's not like a 20-plus carry guy. So like they should be a good combination. And Rhamondre obviously has the issues with fumbling from earlier in the season. He's also only averaging 3.4 yards a carry.
Yeah.
So even when he does hold on to it, he hasn't been doing a lot. He has some signature plays. He has a few highlight plays, even some in the pass game this year. And they always compliment his pass blocking and things like that. So there's like a role for Rhamondre Stevenson, but he shouldn't get more snaps than Henderson. I'm with you on that.
I mean, right. I don't think so either. And I think he should be back and getting that role. And I'd continue to lean on a rookie running back down the stretch.
Yeah.
And hopefully he's getting better in pass protection. Hopefully he can handle it. I mean, he got hit hard yesterday. And so, you know, hopefully he can come back on a short week and you're not down to Dearness Johnson or whomever else
Yikes.
Out there. Because Terrell Jennings didn't return to the game. Who knows when you're getting Stevenson back?
Well, yeah, and it's a short week. So, I mean, it might be Dearness Johnson backing up Henderson this week. That
right.
might be it.
So, yeah, I would continue to lean on that, and until Booty's back, I'd continue to get Kyle Williams worked in mm-hmm. and try to get more out of this rookie class, which looks like a very promising rookie class. I don't want to go all the way back to 03, Keith, but that class, if you remember,
mm-hmm.
was Ty Warren at the top, and I always liked this draft class. It was Eugene Wilson who came in and was a contributor. We mentioned Bethel Johnson, a bunch of other guys in that class. Asante Samuel, I think,
yeah.
was in that class. They had a lot of
Dan
guys
Copen.
Who contributed early, and it wasn't
Dan Klecko.
It wasn't the high end. Ooh.
Klecko, nice.
Speaking of the guys who would line up in the backfield as a fullback,
Tully Bantakane.
It wasn't the high end Gronk, McCourty, Hightower, Chandler Jones. Like, it wasn't that kind of impact.
Yeah, but he added a few starters.
But that was
like,
a lot of rookies who contributed right away in mm-hmm. that rookie class. Like, maybe this is closer to that, where you don't have the premium impact talent at like premium impact skill positions anyway, but you have guys contributing across the board. Maybe it's that style of draft class. And that's going back quite a ways. 617-779-7937. Drake May and the offense with a bunch of big plays yesterday. He and the team should be happy with another quality win. It's now two great wins on the road against Buffalo and now Tampa.
I mean, it's gritty. No, just so proud of this team. Just every week we're fighting. Some things aren't going our way. We're handling adversity, battle adversity. Defense is stepping up. You know, what a complete game. That's what we said all week. Show up for 60 minutes. It was a good football team. We knew if we got up, they were going to come back, and they came marching back. And I was proud of the guys for standing up, especially our defense with a big stop. And, man, just proud of this team.
So I think I think a lot of quarterbacks tend to do this. He was pretty deferential, too. He was asked about MVP chance in Tampa. This was Tracy Wilson after the game, and he's like, oh, those might have been for Baker.
Might have been for Bake. Bake's having a good season.
I mean, he's
good.
But he's giving credit to the defense where he can. Defense came up and got one stop. They then gave up another late touchdown. I don't know if Drake noticed that. But I do
it's
like
right.
that he's trying to talk up the defense there because they did get a big stop after his pick.
They definitely did. And so, yeah, because that's a lot to throw at him too. Like, he is a super, he's young and he's got a, like almost overnight success where it's like you go from being on one of the worst teams in the NFL a year ago to this year where you're like, all right, maybe they'll be like kind of a frisky team. Maybe they'll be like a tough team to play, but it's sort of like, how many times have we heard it's year one of the rebuild or it's year one of this? It's like, well, it is year two for Drake May in the NFL and he has sort of surpassed expectation. And so now he is going to be asked about MVP talk and like where he ranks among quarterbacks, and it's like, okay, like, you know, he had a good answer a couple weeks ago when he was talking in the afternoon show, and basically the answer was just parroted from Mike Vrabel, but he's like, you know, some things are like interesting versus like important or whatever, and he's like, that's not really important. It is interesting. Like, it's great that I'm being compared to Tom Brady.
It was interesting.
Yeah, right. Like, oh, I'm on a list with Mahomes and Rodgers and Manning. Like, great. I'm not gonna like poo-poo that because that is cool, but really the most important thing is the team winning and things like that.
Yeah, so look, when it comes to May yesterday, it is a great win for this team. And I think you can stack up at Buffalo and at Tampa with any win any other team has. We've done that a couple of different times. In the AFC anyway, you can stack that up with Denver and Indy and everybody. So I'd stop looking at the Patriots, the team just fattening up on their schedule. And I think this win is evidence for that. I think this was a big win for them in that regard. But, no, you just said we thought they would be the team that you'd get to the end of the year, maybe they have 10 wins, maybe they have 9 wins, and you can't really tell how good they are because they beat up on trash, and maybe they tripped up in a game like they did early against the Raiders, and they had another bad loss against Pittsburgh, and then they lose to the teams they should probably lose to, and you go, well, how good are they really? Or are they just a product of their schedule?
Yeah.
Buffalo and Tampa, I think those are the wins that show you they're not just a product of a bad schedule. They have a bad schedule.
Sure.
Like, no questions asked. They have a bad schedule.
Yeah, we'll take it.
But they're also good enough to beat these other teams. And I think this beating Tampa cements that.
Oh, 100%. Did you hear Vrabel meeting everybody after the game in the tunnel when they were coming through?
Yeah.
And he was saying, NFC South champs?
Yeah.
Because they're 4-0 against the NFC South. So if you put them in that division, they'd roll on that division.
I saw the Twitch chat joke about this earlier. They're like, win the NFC South first, then the AFC
East. Yeah, check.
Two division wins for the Pats this year.
So that's good. Take that down.
But no, I just think the idea of like, oh, they're just a product of their schedule. And even Barnwell was doing some of that earlier today. I don't get that anymore after this win.
I don't. And it's also because even if you want to just take every other team into account, yeah, you can find a few good wins for them, but like how many? Like the NFL's got a ton of parity. So even if there are 10 what you would call like good to great teams, they don't all just play against each other every week. So everyone's, you know, getting a shot at the Saints or the Titans or the Browns or the Jets. Every division, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, every division I'll take it back. The NFC North is the only division that doesn't have like a dirtbag team. Where you're like, that's two games, or you should win both those games, or you're at least going to be favored in both those games. Everybody has like a 1 or a 2 or a 3-win team.
I do like calling them dirtbag teams.
They're all dirtbag teams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, look in the AFC. Dolphins and Jets, both dirtbag teams. Browns and Bengals, Titans, Raiders. Like, all those top teams that we're talking about play those teams all the time.
Just looking at their schedule. So I've been I thought the Giants game was right after the Jets game. I said that wrong like 10 different times. They have Cincinnati in between. So it goes Jets at Cincinnati, and then the Monday nighter against the Giants. Then they get their bye week.
Super late bye week.
Out of that, Buffalo at Baltimore, at the Jets, home against Miami.
That's the last bye week, right? I don't think anybody has a bye week after that.
I don't think they go past week 14. In fact, if you have...
I believe that's last week.
Fantasy football, I would not want my playoffs starting with a bye week in week 15. Thank you very much.
Drake May. I don't think they would, but the point would be like if it's like a must win to get into the playoffs and you have Drake May.
So... right now, they're sitting here, Keith, at 8-2.
Pretty good.
They have two challenging games left, is how I would put it anyway.
Yeah.
Home against Buffalo, sitting there where you're waiting for them out of the bye, and then at Baltimore the following week. I mean, you want to revise their win total? Should they win 13?
They should. They'll be favored in the rest of it. So, like, the Bucs was one where we were like, even if you have them lose all the games where they're the underdog, they're 12-5. All right, they just won one of those games. So now take that. So they're 13-4. Like, that's why I think there's still one of these games. But the problem is I really can't pick it. Like, they have two games with the Jets. I know it's division games and weird things happen. I don't see them losing to the Jets.
I also think the quick turnaround there at home, that's an advantage against the Jets.
Yeah.
The Jets have a first-year head coach who mostly doesn't know what he's doing.
Right.
That's an advantage for you.
And then you play in the
it's
Bengals.
It's not a disadvantage on a short week. You're at home with
the Bengals game is next week? Because Burrow is returning to practice today.
Yeah. Is he?
He's but like limited, very but he limited. Probably won't be.
Oh, I hadn't seen that.
Yeah.
He's so back he at practice, though.
Probably still next month, but he is returning to practice.
Okay.
But like
what are they in the AFC?
I think they're a dirtbag team.
Four wins?
No, they're dirtbag.
Oh, no, they're 3-6.
Dirtbag.
Dirtbag team. That's a dirtbag team.
But like at Cincinnati, where
the tears in a month.
It probably won't be Burrow. And then even New York, like think about the beginning of the year. You're like, yeah, that's a win for the Pats, but they've fired their coach. Their quarterback gets a concussion every other week. Their star running back out for the season, star quarterback out for the season, or receiver out for the season. Like that, so that all of a sudden is really like a nothing game.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe they don't even lose one of those trip up games.
Look, I was going to say, the other way to look at it is
15-2.
No, but honestly, like I know we're.
That is
like,
the other way to look at
we're
it.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
But,
if you are just split Buffalo and Baltimore, you'd be a 14-win team. And that might be how you get your way to the top of the AFC.
It's absurd.
6-1.
Would you feel the same way you felt about the Vikings last year as you do to this Patriots team this year?
No, because last year was almost singularly about Sam Darnold, who I didn't believe in. Darnold's been good again this year. Talk to me in the playoffs. If he puts up a good playoff game, then I guess I'll have to amend my stance. I don't believe in him. And he's been unbelievable, and JSN's great, and Seattle looked good again. But no, when you talk about quarterbacks, That, to me, is the difference. If the Patriots win 14 against an easy schedule, like the Vikings won 14 a year ago against an easy schedule, you are always waiting for Darnold to turn into a pumpkin. I don't think you're doing that with the Pats.
We've kind of brought this up before. Our guy Matthew Jensen on Twitter basically brings up the same kind of idea where the Patriots could be 8-2 in a parallel universe where they beat Pittsburgh and Vegas but lost to Buffalo and Tampa.
And you'd feel differently.
That'd be like the 21 Pats where you're like, what a good record. But like,
who have they beat?
When people are like, they haven't beaten anybody, you'd be like, yeah, you're right. But like, no, they beat the two best teams on their schedule on the road. So, yeah, it's weighted differently.
And I also think Twitch chat is saying, well, Tampa is missing key starters. I mean, they had injuries. They've also had these injuries all year. These aren't out of nowhere.
Evans and Godwin. And honestly, Ibuka is probably better than both those guys right now.
Yeah, I don't know that they're ever getting any of those guys back.
They may not. And the Pats were out one of their leading receivers, one of their running backs. Yeah. Like they're.
I mean, Tampa was missing more than
you
were.
They're more hurt. But
your guys are coming back. Tell me if Chris Godwin's coming back at any point and what he's going to look like. Same thing with Mike Evans.
But that's why they were 2.5-point dogs. You know, they weren't 4.5-point, right? I think the injuries played a factor into that line probably, but
they were still underdogs.
Correct.
At Tampa, with Tampa waiting off a bye week.
That's right.
We thought that was going to be a difficult spot for the Pats, and they win going in there. So I'd put their two wins up against anybody in the AFC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss and Jones.
Yeah.
As it would turn out, we are one away from hitting the Bozo touchdown parlay.
Oh, baby!
Of course, last year we hit once, a single ham bet, and we won over a Lego Death Star and half a PS5. I think it was like $1,200 on one bet. It was a long shot, and we hit it. Nice. So we're profitable. very profitable for 2024. If, and I say
if
we hit a Saquon Barkley anytime touchdown, we would be profitable for the year because it is over a PS5 for one single ham. And so all eyes are on this. We hit Kyren Williams, Breece Hall, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and Marvin Harrison Jr. yesterday. And it's now all down to Terps' pick of Saquon Barkley. Now,
I'm checking. What is he at for an anytime tonight? I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, good question.
Because he was plus money on Friday. Right now, Saquon is minus 105. Minus 105 okay. To effectively hit our parlay, Keith. Although, we were talking about in one of the breaks that Green Bay is the anti-tush-push team.
So if I'm Nick Sirianni.
One of the anti-tush-push teams.
One of the most vocal.
Yeah.
And anti-tush-push.
Yeah, they were the actual team that
started it.
Yeah, or like voted or suggested
nominated it or whatever.
Rule change, yes.
So if I'm Nick Sirianni. First and 10 from your own 25.
Uh-huh.
Tush push.
Start the game, tush push.
Second and 7. Tush push. Third and 3. Tush push.
Okay.
First and 10. Tush push. But tush push all the way down the field. So now I'm a little concerned.
So here's the trick.
That they're going to have like 4 touchdowns for Jalen Hurts and none for Saquon.
Are they going to get Saquon out of it and he breaks one?
Oh, maybe. That's the play.
I'm still riding.
I'm sticking with it.
But
even Cash Out Keefe is riding it.
If you bet a ham, and we had a lot of people asking us last night on social media, oh, should I cash out? Should I not? And I'm like, well, if you're a wuss, yes.
Oh,
But a ham, if you cash out, $250. If you stay in, it's not as much as last year's.
$250, Keith. Though. You didn't have that $250.
Nope.
I'm not sneezing at $250.
You turn 10 into $250. Cash Out Keefe?
No.
No, you're letting it ride?
Well, because it's Saquon. So we ran into the same thing with my buddy's Bozo Parlay. Brag.
We don't need an Adam Thielen plus 340 that hit last year and got it for us. It's not like it's not a long shot leg. Last year we needed a Zach Moss touchdown.
That's true.
On Monday Night Football that cashed. This
and
is
it
way more
the last 20 seconds of the game.
This is way more likely to hit.
This is. That is like a month ago. It was down to an Amon-Ra St. Brown touchdown. It was a similar thing. It was like 700 to a win, 300 for a cash
and that
out.
Hit like right away.
Right away.
How awesome was that?
It was so awesome.
That is
Thanks
awesome.
For asking. Yeah, it was incredibly awesome.
Yeah, nice.
I had a great time. So anyway, Saquon touchdown tonight, Monday Night Football. It is Eagles and Packers.
So you can cash it out for about $250
or
be a man.
Let it ride.
And it's a little
or
over,
a woman.
Be a grown-up.
Be a grown person.
And a little over $600.
Yeah.
And you'll thank us tomorrow.
You ever have 150 grab bags? Yeah. Me either. But here's exactly what I'd do if I did.
150 grab bags.
Check it out. Grab 150 bags on EEI, might make Ray Kroft go and cry. Gonna grab a drink for all of us. Wait, no, that's Courtney Celsius. Might make me a Bozo parlay. Can't lose every week, there's no way. Gonna talk to Curran about Drake May. Gonna do a top 5 on Friday. Gonna grab a scoop on the local team. Find out Marshawn is really mean. Gonna calculate your surprise. Hunter Henry's like, really, guys? Might play Hill Notes on the show. Wait a minute, that's not the right show. Might tear a brand new candy list. Man, why's Jones always pissed?
If you had 150 grab bags,
what would you do? 130 Jones and Keefe is coming for you.
If you had 150 grab bags,
what would you do? 130 Jones and Keefe is coming for you.
Wow.
All right, you can email those in, keef@weei.com. We have over 400
grab
bags.
That's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, that's a tough one to top. Top one to top.
That was great.
Just like me in the Survivor pool, Jones, I roll on 10 straight weeks. The Seattle Seahawks, that one was over early.
Yeah.
So the Seahawks got the win. I have now, I remain alive. 10 straight wins. Feeling pretty good about that.
Are we going to allow the Patriots this week for him or no? I say yes. If he
Why
wants
not?
To.
If he really wants to.
If he
I
wants
might.
To.
I'll think about it. I'll
I mean,
let
he
you
is
know
the only one in it. He can do it.
That is true. I can probably make the rules at this point.
Make the rules as you see fit.
Fair. Yeah. If you want to
be my grab bag,
you got to get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends.
All right. Since our last time on the air, the Celtics have played not once but twice, both in Orlando, where they split with the Magic. They lost not pretty on Friday night and then came back yesterday, got a win. Simons popped off there early, was kind of hot. He also got benched at one point in general lack of hustle. So it's just sort of like a whatever kind of weekend. They're now 5-6 to begin the year.
Yeah, and believe it or not, Jordan Walsh actually made a big play late
in
the game.
He did.
That I actually probably think that's a bad thing. If he's out there getting big minutes for you late in games,
Jordan Walsh,
that's actually a horrible sign. Yeah.
Hey guys, you missed bad Leroy Brown. Grabbiest bag in the whole damn town. Grabbier than old King Kong. Baggier than a junkyard dog. Boom, boom.
All right, that'll work. That'll play. Jones, it's time to break up the Boston Bruins. They are just too good of a squad after just ripping off a bunch of wins in a row last week.
I am very proud and pleased.
They were there Saturday. Jeremy Swayman in net.
I know.
Called it.
So they went.
I'm like the goalie whisperer.
No, you really are.
You're who's going in.
Goalie Keith.
Yep.
You're good. Move over, goalie Bob. It's goalie Keith.
Yeah, they beat Toronto 5-3 on Saturday.
Corpy, Swayman, Corpy, Swayman. That's the goalie pattern. So you're the goalie whisperer who gets the start on Tuesday against Toronto.
Swayman
back to back.
You got that right.
Okay.
You heard me. You want me? I
want you. Rich Keith. My sugar boo. I'm levitated. The Milky Way. We're renegated. Grab bag.
So this came out over the weekend. Obviously, Patriots-Bucks, big game.
Sure.
There's a very famous quarterback who played for both teams. They're like, hey, Tom Brady.
Oh.
I'll fill in the gap there. Hey, Tom Brady.
Sure.
Who do you got? Who's going to win? You know who he said?
Must have been the Pats.
Can't pick between these two teams. These are my teams. I can't pick between these two. No. That's pretty wild when you think about it.
Should be an
there
easy choice.
There is a statue of him outside of one of the buildings where he won 6 Super Bowls and played for 20 years.
Right.
He played 3 seasons for another. He's like, don't make me choose between my kids.
Right.
Like, what?
Even Manning would make more sense if Manning had issues and like he should pick the Colts, right?
I would think you'd pick the Colts.
I think, but at least that one's 50-50.
Yeah.
It's not 6-1. You know, or like
6-1 or 20-3.
Well, that too. Or like,
I don't know what's more like
Joe Montana's like, don't ask me between the Chiefs and the Niners. Like, how dare you?
I was like, I couldn't believe
that. Yeah, that's
a little surprising.
Maybe weirder than the dog clowning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The IRS finally caught up with Grab Bag.
Speaking of Brady, his former coach, Bill Belichick, on a little bit of a heater right now.
Yeah,
the North Carolina Tar Heels are trying to become bowl eligible. They are now 4-5. They're still 2 wins away. 4-5. They beat Stanford over the weekend.
Good Stanford team. That's Frank Reich on the other side. It's a good team.
Is that?
They are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
They're getting there.
They're 13th in the ACC.
But not bad.
Back-to-back wins.
Yeah.
And even some of those losses were close losses. They finish at Wake.
Okay.
Who did Wake just beat? Somebody good.
Somebody real good.
Virginia?
Ohio State.
Then Duke. Then at NC State.
Okay.
Loss.
Well,
loss. That's what I would
say. That's probably true.
So I heard from Jerry, you tools think you're athletes now?
That's funny. I didn't know athlete had 3 syllables. Athlete, that's...
Grab a bag.
3 syllables.
Makes sense.
Rob Gronkowski is going to sign a 1-day contract so he can retire as a member of the New England Patriots. The thing that shouldn't bother me at all, but it does in sports. I hate the 1-day contract. I think it's the lamest thing in the world.
You hear Wiggy this morning?
No.
Wiggy's like, I want to sign a 1-day contract. Vrabel's like, we can have you sign a blank piece of paper that looks like a contract. He's like, those aren't real contracts.
I honestly hate it. It makes no sense to me. He didn't play his last game with the team. He wasn't, quote unquote, only a Patriot. He's going to be remembered primarily as a Patriot.
Sure.
Right, like all these guys, even
just
players
don't ask
I love
him to pick.
Like
that's your box. Don't ask him to do that.
No. I just don't get it. I really don't, and it really shouldn't bother me. It shouldn't. It's none of my business. I shouldn't even really care. But anytime a player does that, it's like, oh, right, you only played for that team. It's like, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Like Paul Pierce played for like 8 teams after the Celtics. I only think of him with the Celtics, though.
I would like Wiggy to sign a 1-day contract, though. I would make Vrabel
with the Pats.
Yeah, I would make. Well, hopefully,
are they gonna let Wiggy ring the bell up there or whatever they do with the lighthouse?
They should. They definitely should.
Jason McCourty
do it.
Right,
Jason McCourty.
I heard you.
Like Devin McCourty makes sense. He was here a lot. Jason McCourty's barely even here. If he gets to ring the bell with his brother,
doesn't make sense.
Wiggy should get to ring it. It's a good point.
Grab bag. Jones and Keith. Beautiful.
Now, if you think that was creepy, wait till you hear the clip to shore today.
Oh, man. This
clip to shore today is an all-timer.
Move over Hunter Henry surprise question. We had to rip that out of there because we have something that tops it.
Jones, you know what's at the TD Garden tonight?
Oh, no.
Monday Night Raw.
I do.
John Cena's final Boston appearance. This is his last year as a wrestler. Final appearance in the state that he grew up in. Mm-hmm. So John Cena on Monday Night Raw. Billy, you going to tune in for this tonight?
Who's he wrestling?
I think it's a tune-in to find out situation.
The rumor was it's Dominic Mysterio for the IC title.
Oh.
Don't know if that's going to get it done. I'm going to need something else. I need a bigger surprise than that.
It just sucks that it's on Netflix.
It does suck that it's on Netflix. Around. I agree. I know. Because I got to see if Saquon Barkley scores a touchdown, but I don't want to miss John Cena.
That's a good point. I was just about to say, I'm getting smoked so bad in my fantasy matchups. Monday night doesn't matter, but right, Bozo touchdown. I do need to watch that.
I might have to start.
Yeah. All right, I guess I'm out. I guess I'm out on Cena. I've seen enough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
All right, Jones, double hashtag dork podcast tonight, starting 8:45 on YouTube. We are going to be, it's both film. We're going to be doing a Frankenstein review, Frankenstein, as well as Predator Badlands.
Oh, Wiggy was in here talking that up today.
He couldn't wait to go see it.
Talking about wanting to see
Predator Badlands is awesome. And so he was going to go see that either today or tomorrow. And so double feature tonight.
All right, tune in.
Looking forward to that very much.
Swear to me that everything that you said
about the grab bag
is true.
I swear.
Okay.
Let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night. Was it Jimmy Butler? 21 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. Was it Carl Anthony Towns, 28 points, 12 boards? Was it Kevin Durant, 31 points, 7 assists? Was it Giannis Antetokounmpo, 37 points, 8 boards? Or was it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 35 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists in a Thunder win over the Grizzlies?
Give me Durant. They beat the Bucks, okay. So greater than Giannis. Let's go with Durant.
All right, fair enough. I will give you that one. I don't know if we're keeping track of that somewhere, but
no, I think it's
time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a random ball player who spent 10 years at the major league level.
That's a hint, Nick.
He was a
It was last time too.
Yeah,
he was a left-handed starting pitcher who, when asked or was required to, would dig in from the left side as well.
Good to know.
Pure left.
Okay.
Left stick, left arm.
Left on left.
Wore his glove on the right hand. Was a one-time All-Star.
Yeah.
And also a sixth-place Rookie of the Year finish. He played for several teams.
Oh, boy. Several?
Several.
Okay.
Twins, Tigers, Rockies, A's, Pirates, Marlins, Royals, Braves.
Okay.
Broke into the majors in 99, but got Rookie of the Year votes in 2000, and his last pitch was in 2008.
Where would you say his best season was?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you where his All-Star season
was. Oh,
good.
He was an All-Star. Okay,
he was an All-Star with the Kansas City Royals.
Uh-huh.
I kind of remember him more as a Twin for some reason.
Okay.
He broke into the majors with the Twins. I guess pitched most with the Twins, but it's not by like a wide margin. He kind of really spread it out.
Oh, he was on a different team every year.
Pretty much.
Kyle Loesch.
No.
Is he a lefty?
No.
Damn. Was he 99?
He also made $15.8 million doll hairs.
That was like 1 year for Kyle Loesch.
He also, let me give you a little bit more detail on him.
Uh-huh.
He was a member of the Florida Marlins World Series winning team in 03. So he has a World Series ring. He has an All-Star appearance, which maybe comes with like a shirt or a hat or something, and won 68 career games. He should come back for one more.
Yeah, just Mr. 69.
Nice.
That's a good movie.
I think they already made that.
I'd watch that.
Ah, they made it.
Okay.
Trust me.
Has anybody have it? I'm cheating. I'm looking.
This is a funny one. No, nobody has it.
It's not Mark Redman?
Oh.
He got it.
Oh, it is, Mark.
No one has it.
Oh, yeah. No one. Oh,
must say. $10
shake.
Yeah, $10 shake. Got it. It is, in fact, Mark Redmond.
Okay.
Good one.
Got it. Wouldn't have got that.
Nobody else had it, is what I meant to say.
All right. Got it.
Yeah.
Shout out. $10 shake. Good work there. Anybody text it? Arcan? No. Okay, well, there you go. Random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. How do people submit those again, Keefe?
Keefe at WEEI.com.
Because the Twitch chat is saying maybe get rid of a lot of these. No. Get rid of some of these? Part of the beauty.
Are you nuts?
I'm trying to use the grab bag.
Yeah, get rid of that. That's what I'm going to do.
It's a living history.
I'm going to get rid of that.
It's a living
grab bag.
Evolving history.
Yeah, I'll get rid of these. Sure.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite
grab bag?
How could you
yeah.
get rid of that?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Grab bag.
Oh, that'd be real smart.
I don't want to be a grab bag anymore.
Yeah, you can get rid of those.
Yeah, let's get rid of your kids while you're at it. Yeah. I would choose your favorite grab bag. Get rid of these grab bags.
Seriously.
Please.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, back here at Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It is the clip of the day. And today really was an all-timer.
Listen closely
at your own peril, but this is just one of our many great calls from today.
George is in Mattapoisett. Go ahead, George.
Hundreds of people listening to your voice.
Hello, George. You there? George?
You're up.
Yes.
What was that? Right.
Who are you whispering
what
to?
What was that?
Just talking to yourself?
Getting psyched up?
Is that your mantra?
You got it.
Yeah. It's a trick, man. He's had a great year. He played a couple of tough teams the last couple of games, but yeah. he's been off just a little bit.
Yep.
Put the other guy on.
Yeah, the other guy got
text. Yeah, hello?
Hello?
I'm going to
What was he doing?
I don't.
Two people or one guy with two voices?
I don't.
I like to think of him as a little Jekyll and Hyde
there. Yeah,
kind of. Did you play the beginning of that? That was legit one of the creepier things
you've
heard.
I think George is a ventriloquist. I think it's what's going on.
Rest in peace, Ottoman George. Do you think he was like, what was that?
He's like, you're going to be on the radio, and they're going to hear your voice.
You're up. He's like, oh, yeah, hey. Drake Maysman.
Hey, Javier Bardem, I think you're up there, bud.
Hundreds of people listen to your voice.
Heads or tails?
What?
Heads. Call it. Call it.
Call it.
That guy, I mean, thanks for listening, but he needs to be on a list.
Wow.
So was that was George?
Yeah, it was George and Mattapoisty. Yeah.
Okay. We'll be on the lookout. That sent everybody. That like
people listen to your voice.
That woke up the Twitch and the YouTube and the text line. Yeah. That's for sure.
Shook them awake.
That did.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I was like, what are we listening to? Should have saved that for Halloween week. That would have been good for the macabre.
Yeah, he's just kind of talking to himself. He's the Green Goblin. That's what he's doing. He's talking to himself.
A million people will hear your voice.
Hundreds of people will
listen to your voice.
He's like, oh, hey, guys. I really like Drake May.
Drake May
had
good.
A couple of tough matchups.
Drake
like,
May.
What the hell?
Like, yeah, Drake May has been good.
Hi. Yeah, no, Drake May, he's good.
Was he just repeating that the whole time he was on hold? Because, like, we went to him and, like, that's what he was saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
He might have just been saying that the whole time. He's waiting for his chance.
I'm going to tell you this in all honesty. I don't want to know.
Wild.
Wild.
Anyway.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.